This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Most of the time when I go up to Tucson, it's about getting stuff done. You know, I have a list of things to get done in Tucson that rides in the truck beside me, a Tucson punch list, you know, used to check things off. Oh, boy. And when that list is all punched out, I hit the interstate heading east with my Benson punch list. Doesn't get any more exciting than that, does it? Goodness gracious sakes alive, Petey Mesquite. Oh, sometimes I'll have lunch with a friend, and that's always nice. Get in the truck and check off lunch with friend. It's just crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I spent much of my adult life in and around Tucson. You know, that desert that surrounds Tucson is the whole reason I stayed in Arizona. So I'm wondering lately why my Tucson punch list doesn't have "Go to Desert" written on it. The Sonoran Desert around Tucson is where I fell in love with desert creatures and desert plants. And of course, I was so lucky to have friends or mentors who patiently taught me about the desert. And even though the Mesquite clan moved to Cochise County about 20 years ago, I was still rumbling back and forth to Tucson to work and make ends meet. And I always got my desert fix. Give me some of that desert. Oh, yeah. Well, several years ago, I got a more local income, and the three-day stayovers in Tucson came to an end. No Sonoran Desert fixes for this boy. But, you know, I'm happy. I'm pleased to be in the desert grassland or the banks of the Ojolote. But I think when you live in southeastern Arizona, it's good to remember all of it. It's like that drive up Mount Lemmon from saguaros to spruce and fir. We are so lucky to have it all. So listen. I get an email from a niece. I have one sister, and her daughter, Bambi, emailed me asking, could she come visit? Well, I hadn't seen her since I went back to Kentucky when my dad died, and she was 13, and that was 25 years ago, so a good length of time to stay away from family. So, yeah, come visit. Come on out. And she did. And we did some fun stuff, you know, into the Chiricahuas, way high, down to Douglas, out of the border, over to Tombstone, where both of us just agreed, by the way, that the best thing in Tombstone was the world's largest rose. but I told my niece, listen, the only swirl you've seen is at the airport, and that was at like 11 o'clock at night. We got to go up to the desert around Tucson. It will blow your minds. So one morning we drove to the Saguaro National Monument west of Tucson, right? And I found a pull-off, and me and my niece wandered around saguaros and ironwoods and Palo Verdes and barrels and choyas, and oh my, I was in heaven, and Bambi was in awe. In a gravelly arroyo, we jumped two lizards. One scooted away, and the other climbed up into the tippy top of a bursage not 3 feet from us and stared at us. A greater earless lizard was checking us out, maybe just looking at me. He was just looking at me, and he said, "Where have you been? Where have you been?" And we tripped across that rocky desert, looking at dead saguaro ribs and boots, and we peeked under Palo Verdes and ironwoods and spotting small saguaros being nursed along. Chainfoot choya with thrasher nests, teddy bear choyas. "Look out, they jump," I joked. But hey, plants and names came back to me like I'd never been gone. Jatropha, wolfberry. At one point, I saw one plant and muttered, "Horsefortia." I mean, who in the world remembers Horsefortia? I think it was Newberry, Horsefortia newberryi or something like that. It has a mallow-like yellow flowers, but it's the seed head that always just knocked my socks off. It looked like a squeeze box bellows pulled into a circle. You know, so I'm lost with her. I'm lost in some Sonoran plant stupor, and Bambi is leaping around the desert in crazy awe. A girl raised in Kentucky and now a woman from Florida, blown away. By the Sonoran Desert. Yeah. I mean, I had no punch list. There was nothing to check off. That's right. We left that desert and we ate lunch in a favorite restaurant in Barrio Viejo and then headed home to the desert grassland. Bambi turned to me and said, "The desert is beautiful." Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.